Nigga, my life is straight conflict, when all I want is to kick it hard and make bomb shit. Every perimeter I enter is infested with the sinner. Seems like I'm losing and never coming out the winner. Shit, I'm the only one kicking it, everybody else plotting and scheming. But yet they never listen when I say I'm a little piece of love in a pit full of demons. Midwest Side was a record company comprised of all friends who grew up together and shared ends. Nobody stepped on nobody's toes. Diamond was executive producer, Juan had beats, I had flows. Scooby and T-Will did promotion. Got it where Mitch Bade was the shit, it got Kansas City open. Juan got that shit to Quincy Jones through a chick named Mona. 3 days later, Q called us back and it was on. Q told us to wait on putting the record out, indie. The record company will make it to where we'll have plenty. So we waited, should we put this out? We debated. But working with Quincy, we were elated. So now we on the road to LA and it was live. Till we got to Quincy's and Diamond told Scooby and them to sit outside. That's when the tension started to build. Nigga started feeling unappreciated, then shit got real. 97, Quincy called back for me and why. I told my road dog niggas just to remain calm. I'm about to make it so we can bling, get us nice things. Then Don Juan said let's
mash for our dreams, nigga.
Scooby didn't like the way he spent his money on promos, t-shirts and money to pay Brian for logos. He thought he wasn't appreciated, Midwest Side depreciated. Gone for the summer and everybody waited. But Curry didn't like the fact he was down with Mitch Bay. He felt that he should be the next nigga to get paid. T-Will got tired of being lectured on distribution, so they ended up and started Hog Style Records. My niggas wanted me to ride. Hell yeah, now Decker Nina's on both sides. Hog Style's like, fuck them cause they didn't believe. And 5-7 Midwest Side's the same, both I love them, trying to find my way to heaven.
Yeah. This is my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
Just tryna make my record sell.
Yeah. Off in my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell. Yeah.
We went to Cali to hook with QD3. They wanted the superstar to be me. Kicked it with Big Q off for the Wild Wild West. Signed me to Quest. Didn't know I was in for some more perspective mess. Quest fighting Midwest Side over a single. All the way from the Love Angel to Kris Kringle. CEO of Midwest Side fighting QD over my budget. QD fighting Quest cause he never loved it. Warner Brothers fighting back and forth with my artists cause the bitch who's handling money's retarded. Quest don't like Midwest Side. QD3 don't like Quest. And I'm sitting in the middle depressed.
Shit.
Warner Brothers send me 4 G's a month. I'm kicking it at parties, liquor, weed, and cunts. Yep. When everybody's fussing and fighting, I suffer peacefully like Novocaine. That's because I didn't know the game. Midwest Side wanted QD3. QWEST fighting all over me. Sway and Tech chipping with Q over a check he didn't pay, but I suffer.
Man, I suffer.
Nigga, I suffer at the end of the day.
This is my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
Just tryna make my record sell.
Off in my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
My female friends started not to like my woman when they found out my marriage was coming. My wife didn't like my friends from the get-go. She say them bitches ain't nothing but fucking famous rapper niggas for the grip hoes. Wifey don't like me hanging out with Ian Bean, cause when we see Ian Bean's wifey be seeing things. Beans don't like Shell cause Shell's fine as hell, and Beans think Shell will take the dick and show and tell. Shell don't like Beans cause Beans woo. She wish Beans would go back to Chicago with her dude. Zany don't like Dr. Wit, but Dr. Wit don't give a shit. Zany got Nikki waiting for the hit. Wifey studying Tile cause something seems fishy. Cause of that the relations iffy iffy. Wifey think Big Sonya would try to fuck. Big Sonya know if she tried, wifey would die to buck. Now all these niggas in my rhyme are my people. No one can save them, not even the steeple can make them equal. You're all my sisters, my brothers. But I'm tired of mediating, I'ma sit and watch y'all kill each motherfucking other.
This is my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
Just tryna make my record sell.
Off in my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell. This is my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
Just tryna make my record sell.
Off in my own hell, nigga. This is my own hell.
This is another one off the Absolute Power DVD, man. It's called Victory. It was one of always been one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? It's been one of my favorites. We used to do it at the shows and everything, and people still ask me why I don't do it anymore, but I might start doing it again. It's a really beautiful song done by Ronz from Berlin. He's a real talented cat, man. Check it out. This is Victory.